Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh, what a beautiful song, Nomusajomo. Sure, her voice is just so captivating. I'm just like, whoa! Yeah, it's just, it just sounds absolutely amazing. Liza Lee, se idingalako. That's Kwasa, right?
Hope so.
Hey, you can't trust the two of us to confirm such things during the people. I should know. Maybe that's why the song spoke to me so much, because I just thought, wow, it's so soothing. You know, it's so soothing. I think that's, yeah. Lisa, eating a lot, because definitely Xhosa. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I mean, it's a beautiful song with a beautiful message. Nonetheless, it's awesome. Tisha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mpoin. Good afternoon to the listeners.
Are you good?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm good, Tisha. I'm good. I'm very, very well. Thank you so, so much. So, I mean, we spoke last week. I think last week you addressed individuals who are feeling stuck in the places they either serve or work at. You know, what are we talking about this week?
So today, and I mean, we'll just take it a little bit back to the guys who are stuck.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
you know, Paul, when you are stuck in your career, it's a very difficult conversation to have with people, because the way our societies and our families are like, we make a lot of noise about people who are doing well, to the extent that it not only puts pressure on you as Mpo, but if your parents are still alive, they also sense some kind of pressure, because people, when their children are doing well, they talk about it a lot. And I don't know if it's intentional that they brag about their children. Sometimes it's not even that you are bragging. It's just that you never imagined that your child could be this big person in society. But unfortunately for the parent on the other side, whose child is not doing well, whose child is struggling with a job, or whose child finished school and can't get the results because they don't have money, or finished, got the results, graduated, but now can't get a job, but got a job, but they are on their third internship, which is one of the certain saddest things that's happening in our economy now, that you can finish a learnership, and as soon as you finish a learnership or an internship, you go into another learnership, because companies are not absorbing people anymore. Companies, either they don't have a budget, or they realize that they can run some of their operations with interns or with learners that are paid for by the government. So all those things, Paul, they add up to an environment or a system that forces some of us to be in this stuck place forever. And for some people, you may be in business, but every time when you quote your rate, let's say your rate is 500 rand, every time when you tell a person, this is my rate, they tell you, we can't afford 500, we can only afford 210. But at the time when they tell you that you don't have a job, you are not on a project. So are you going to walk away from 210 rand and go home and do nothing? Or are you going to sit and say, I'm going to wait for them to pay me at the level that I deserve?
Yeah.
So for most people, because bills are waiting for you, Mpo, you end up taking the job for 210 rand. And the vicious cycle then starts. So you know that with your education, with your experience, with the value that you add into a project, you are supposed to get 500 rand. But you took this job for 210 rand. But because you are a professional, Mpo, you are getting paid 210, but you are delivering at 500 rand. Again, you are Mpo now, you are on the project. Na Mancha, I come in, they are looking for another resource. When Mancha wants to come in, I tell them my 500 rand. These are my qualifications, this is my experience. But no. We actually have someone with similar experience as you, similar qualification, and we are paying them 210 rand. So what ends up happening is, because I also don't have a project and I'm stuck, I also take the rate, 210 rand. So what happens is, because the demand is higher than the supply, the demand is lower than the supply, the supply is too high, and it's a general law of economics. All of us, when we are getting into jobs and we are accepting lower and lower rates, we are driving the price of our services down. So in the short term, yes, I'm going to have a job where I'm taking less than 50% of the rate that I want. But consequently, what happens is I'm driving the rate down. You are an MC, you know that your rate is 7,500. They tell you, ah, man, we don't have a budget, we only have 3,000. You take this job for 3,000. They love what you do. You are a consummate professional. You are so good. The program goes so well. Someone else is watching what you are doing. Mm. And what did they say? Oh, we liked that lady who was an MC at your party. How much did you pay? She doesn't say, no, she actually changed 5,000, but we agreed on 3,000 because we didn't have money. No, she says, I paid her 3,000. That other person, when they call you, what do they say? Oh, hi. Miriam told me that you at their child's party, you paid them 3,000. Will you be able to do the same for me for 3,000? All of a sudden, you say, guys, 3 years ago, I was charging 3,000. Mm. 3 years ago, I was charging 5,000. Why am I now being paid 3,000? It's because sometimes, because we are stuck, Mpo, we are forced to lower our rates. We are forced to take less than what we know we deserve. And the more we do that, the more we can get out. Can you imagine telling people a story that, guys, 10 years ago, I used to earn double what I'm earning now. But look at me. In 10 years, instead of my salary going up, instead of my rate going up, instead of what I charge for a day or what I charge for an hour going up, it has actually gone down. So the reason why I share this story is because sometimes it is important for you to wait for the right opportunity. When you take the wrong opportunity, make sure that you have a plan of getting out of that rut. Because if you pitch yourself at a certain level, it's very difficult for people to then agree. You are now coming back and you are saying, guys, actually, that's what I charge. So for me, one of the things that I do, if I tell you that something costs 5,000 rands, and you say to me, okay, Mancha, I can only pay 3,000, and for some reason I agree to let you pay me 3,000, on my invoice, I will write, let's say whatever, writing services, 5,000 rands. I will write it there. Discount, 2,000 rands. Total, 3,000 rands. So that it is very clear.
It's clear.
My services do not cost 3,000 rands. And I will also let you know that should you give a referral, make sure that you are clear. My rate is 5,000 rands. Because, and unfortunately, it's the reality. You are sitting there, you realize that you haven't paid rent last month. If you don't pay rent this month again, you are actually going to have very big problems with your landlord. You will not walk away from a job that will pay you 16,000 rents for 3 weeks because you need the money to pay rent. That is the reality that a lot of us face. But whatever you do, make sure that you are very clear. This is not my rate. And if you are invoicing, make sure that when you invoice, it's very clear that this is 60% of my rate. This is 30% of my rate. Then, Mpo, on the very same breath of being stuck, some of us, the way that you are stuck, you won't be able to take yourself out of the situation. So I'll give you an example of a friend of mine who is a musician. And for the longest time, he tried to be an independent musician. And he was good, very good. But he was just not having, and back in the day when the important thing was CD sales, he just would not have the CD sales that he was expecting. He wouldn't have the volume that he thought at his level of talent he should be having this type of volume. So what did he end up doing? What he ended up doing is he ended up joining a group, a professional group. He submitted under that group. And because that group had the marketing budget, had the PR budget, had the name, his career shot up. Most people thought he came from nowhere, but he actually did not come from nowhere. For more than 20 years, he had been selling CDs from the back of his boot. He had been trying to go independent. So what he decided, obviously, when he now falls as part of a group, he's no longer making the money that he was making when he was an independent artist. But what happened to him is that his name started shooting up under the umbrella of the team. I don't know how he negotiated his contract, but he negotiated it in such a way that even while he was a member of the team, he could release solo projects. And he even redid some of his old projects. And now that he has the name, now that he has the marketing, now that he has the PR. So sometimes, even for us in our careers, one of the reasons why you are not going anywhere is because you are in the wrong company. The company that you are in does not have the name that you need to raise your profile. So Sometimes you are working for Manta Enterprises, it's just Manta and Manta, there's no one else in the enterprise. So you cannot command the fees that you would command were you part of a larger umbrella, where you can they can say to you, you know what, when we send you out for a fee, it will be 20,000, 10,000 is ours, 10,000 is yours. But when you were independent, you were making 5,000. So don't cry and say they're taking 50% or 60%. Look at it as these people are giving me an opportunity to rebrand myself. So in your career as well, rethink the organization, rethink the job, rethink the location. I remember while I was still working, for me to go into a different bracket in my career, for me to end up earning a million plus, I actually had to go to a smaller province, because in a smaller province, I could get a bigger post because the office is smaller. So I found that for my level of work in a large province, I was at senior manager level, whereas when I was at a smaller province, I was playing an executive role. So sometimes, so for 2 years, I went to a smaller province, I commanded a higher salary, I had better responsibilities. So by the time I came back to the big province, I was already at that director level. I was already at that executive level. So to another person, oh, you're moving to this province, it's so boring. No, no, no. I had a plan. I had a strategy. So even for your own career, sit down and ask yourself, I've been here for 5 years. I have not gone anywhere in the past 5 years. Okay, I may look to other people like I'm downgrading, like I'm downscaling, like I'm going to a boring place, like I'm going to a place that does not have opportunities. But what will 2 years here mean for me? Mm. If I leave my business for 2 years and I go and grow myself elsewhere, what would that mean for me? If I leave, maybe you've been working in small and medium enterprises only. If I leave and I try to go to a big bank or I try to go to a big corporate, what will that do for my CV and what will that do for my career?
Yeah.
So when you are stuck, Mpo, you have to think outside of the box. You can't hope that, oh, I know the past 5 years it didn't work out. Maybe the next 5 years it will work out. So if you are stuck, don't just sit back. And then if you don't have ideas, Mpo, this is where you need a coach. Please, find a coach. Even if it means you tell the coach, I don't have enough money to pay for recurring sessions. I only have enough money for paying for one session. This is what I'm looking for in this session. I've been stuck. How do I get unstuck? A lot of coaches will then say, you know what? Instead of a normal coaching session, let's come and sit workshop style so that I can give you ideas. This is how you get unstuck. You've been looking for a job with this CV. For some reason, this CV never gets you an interview. So instead of continuing the same CV, submitting it, writing the same cover letter and just changing the name and the date, sit with someone and say, you know what, I know that you charge for this service. I'm unemployed right now. I don't have work. If you don't mind, are you able to sit with me with this cover letter, this CV? I explain to you, this is how I send my CV. If you are willing, I will only be able to pay you when I have a job. Or if there's something that I can do for you now while I don't have a job, maybe assist you with some admin work that you are doing. In exchange for that admin work that I do for you, please review this for me. There are a lot of opportunities that we can look at to get each and every one of us unstuck. Instead of sitting, watching everything that is happening on TV, knowing every tweet as it happens, every Facebook update, every WhatsApp status. You know, you have 2,000 contacts, but you know what all of them are posting. Instead of using our time like that, let us begin to creatively think about how do I get unstuck? How do I change my situation? How do I turn the story of my career around?
Sure. How do I turn the story of my career around? Because, I mean, if you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same results.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Tisha.
And the thing is, maybe if I may just do this, Mpo, this is an emotional discussion.
Mm.
Because when your career is not going well, it's personal.
Exactly.
You can't blame another person. You can't blame my genes. For many of us, we even get depressed. You know, your career does not go well, you can get depressed.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm hoping that when we share practical tips with you, as soon as the show ends, you are able to say, I'm going to start doing this, and this, and that, and this. And obviously, I'm also available. If you want to chat, to give additional advice, if you want to talk about specific things, I'm always available to do that. Because I want, especially as children of God, I want to see us winning in our careers, Mpho.
Absolutely. Tisha, thank you so much. Thank you. Your contact details, maybe just before we wrap it up.
So I'm on social media as Mancha Pieha. My website is www.mancha.com, and I'm also on WhatsApp on 082-755-8219.
Lovely. Tisha, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Much appreciated. So I'm going to play Sizo Lula by yours truly. Is that right?
Yes. Sizo Lula ngempela. It's so relevant because we are stuck.
You know what, Tisha? Thank you so much, Tisha.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.